This is the Living Prophets Podcast, and I'm your host, Mark Maxmeister. In this episode, Rob Hardy's of All Souls Church in Washington, D.C., shares a personal story of his own coming to doubt his belief in God, his struggle to believe he was an atheist simply because he couldn't accept that God loved him for who he was, and struggling through to find himself again. And he presents some interesting notions on how the name we choose for God has a lot to do with changing how we think about what the world can provide us and what we can provide to the world. So here's Rob.
Our opening hymn this morning, number 23, Bring Many Names, is one of my favorites. I love how each verse introduces a new name for God. Yet I must confess that for many years, I simply could not sing that hymn. Every time I'd get to the third verse, the one about warm Father God hugging every child, I'd burst into tears. And I'm not talking about, you know, one single pious tear coming down my cheek. I'm talking about an ugly cry, you know? One of those chest heaving, nose blowing, face reddening, sobbing cries. Kind of makes people in the pew like kind of turn around and wondering what's going on behind them and offer you a bunch of Kleenex. That kind of cry. It's okay to ugly cry in church, is part of what I want to say this morning. And it was all because of that third verse. Warm Father God, hugging every child, feeling all the strains of human living, caring and forgiving until we're reconciled. Hail and Hosanna, warm Father God. There were lots of reasons that particular verse triggered my grief. You see, just a few months before I first sang that hymn, I'd come out to my parents, and as a result, my father and I were not in a good place. We weren't really speaking to each other. And so I was grieving that broken relationship. I was grieving, too, because back then, I believed that being gay meant that I would never be a father, something I'd always longed to be. So I shed tears for that anticipated loss. Now, with more distance, I can look back and see that there was yet another reason I cried myself through that father verse, a reason I couldn't name at the time. You see, back then, I called myself an atheist. When I came out, I felt like God had abandoned me, and so I figured, well, not believing in God was my way to get back at him, right? But now I realize that during that time, I was not, in fact, an atheist. I still believed in God. In fact, I believed in God the Father. What I didn't believe, since coming out, what I couldn't believe was that that father loved and embraced me the way that verse describes. Warm Father God, hugging every child. I just couldn't believe that God loved me like that. And so I see now that that was another reason for my tears, and maybe the reason for my atheism as well. You know, a wise person once said to me, the hard thing is not believing in God. The hard thing is believing that God believes in you. That you are accepted. That you are loved. That you belong. I didn't believe that God believed in me. So for many years, I cried through that hymn. And over those years, some things slowly changed. My dad and I patched things up. Wonder of wonders, I did indeed become a father. And along the way, thanks in part to the hymn, I was once again able to believe in a God who believed in me, a God who did embrace me like a loving parent. Brian Wren, the author of that hymn, gave me a new name for God, Warm Father God, a God my heart longed for. The hymn gave me a name for God that I desperately needed, and now if sometimes I still cry during that hymn, it's tears of gratitude that I shed for having been given a new name for God. Bring many names. At our best, this is what we do for one another here at All Souls, friends. Each of us brings to this community a name or two for God. Sometimes the name we bring isn't God at all, and that's okay too. But collectively, we bring to this community many names for the sacred. And what I've learned over the years, and what is always so beautiful to witness, is that sometimes the name that one of us brings and shares is precisely the name for God that another one of us is longing to hear, and that gives them new life and new hope. This is what Alice Walker means, I believe, when she says, people come to church not to find God, but to share God. We share with one another the holy. If you think about it, this is really the entire premise and promise of Unitarian Universalism. Let's face it, most folks who go to church on Sunday morning sit next to people in the pews who believe the same thing about God as they do. Right? They each bring, if you will, the same name for God. But we Unitarian Universalists are different in that regard. Here, each of us brings a different name for the holy, and our faith is that each of those names captures a small piece of what is a divine mystery. None of our names gets it right entirely, but our faith is that by bringing many names, we learn from one another, and we all get a little closer to the truth, glimpse a little bit more of the sacred, understand a little more about what gives life meaning and purpose. And sometimes another soul brings to this community a name for God that our hearts have longed for. And it makes all the difference in the world. But in order for the promise of our faith to be fulfilled, we need to get past the idea, which is so pervasive in today's culture, that there's really only one name for God. Or that our different names for God, our different experiences of the sacred, are somehow mutually exclusive of one another. A renowned Irish poet once got so fed up with the ways that the people of his country fought over God and religion that he finally threw up his hands and declared himself a non-believer. So whenever people at the pub would try to draw him into a fight about religion, he'd say, "Ah, I'm an atheist." To which they'd invariably respond, "Aye, but are ye a Catholic atheist or a Protestant atheist?" Why is it so hard for us to escape this binary thinking when it comes to God and religion? Catholics versus Protestants, Christians versus Muslims, theists versus humanists, God the Father, God the Mother. If we're going to realize the potential of our faith, if we are indeed going to bring many names, then we need to move past this either-or kind of thinking and embrace a more both-and perspective. I've got to tell you, my husband, Chris, recently overheard a remarkable exchange on the playground of our son's elementary school. Chris was talking to another father at the school when his daughter came up to him and out of the blue asked this father, "Daddy, is God a girl or a boy?" The father looked a little shaken. I mean, what do you say to your kid about God, especially when all the other parents on the playground are watching you, you know? Bless his heart, this dad made a valiant effort at progressive religious education. He said to his daughter, "Well, maybe God is different. Maybe God could be a girl and a boy." A usually a literal-minded child will not accept a nuanced answer like that. I know because I've tried. But without missing a beat, the little girl said, "Oh, you mean God is like Billy, who sometimes dresses like a girl at school and sometimes dresses like a boy?" And the dad said, "Yeah, maybe God is like Billy." I feel an ugly cry coming on here. In that moment, father and daughter had become theologians, conjuring a new name for God. God is like a gender non-conforming kid, far beyond the binaries of either or. I'll bet there are lots of people out there longing to hear that name for God. Bring many names. We can offer to people a new name for the holy, a name they might be longing to hear. And we might even discover a new name ourselves, something life-giving and empowering. That's why people come to church. Not to find God, but to share God. So let us bring many names. Amen.